Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with the new Guthrie County attorney, Brenna Bird. If you could tell me about your personal and professional background for yourself.
Yeah, thanks. Well, my husband and I live in south eastern Guthrie County, and we live on the farm that my grandparents had when I was a kid, so it's a great place to live with our two-year-old. Love living on gravel in the country. As far as my husband's also a lawyer, by the way, but he's not a prosecutor. My professional background, I've actually been a lawyer for 18 years now, and have most recently worked as Fremont County attorney all the way down in the southwest corner, so I'm very glad to be back here in Guthrie County, working close to home. I've also served as Governor Branstad's general counsel when he was governor, and I was Steve King's chief of staff and counsel for a period of time out in Washington. And I've also worked in private practice as well and taught some law school at the University of Iowa. So all of those experiences, I think, prepare me well to serve Guthrie County as county attorney, a job, even though I have just begun, I'm very much enjoying the opportunity to serve.
And you have a private practice as well. Do you also work with your husband in that practice, or is that just yourself?
No, my husband and I don't work together as lawyers. We figure being married is good enough. He works in Des Moines at the Senate, actually. But no, I have a small private practice. I devote my full time to Guthrie County, but I'm designated so that I can also take on limited private practice matters, which is what I do. But my main time is spent on the county attorney work.
As you were, I guess, most recently serving as Fremont County's county attorney, why did you want to come back to your home county of Guthrie County to work for the courthouse here?
Well, I was born in Guthrie Center, and I grew up just outside of Dexter, although on the Dallas County side of the line. My grandparents, of course, lived in Guthrie County, and I just wanted to come back home. I went down to Fremont County to serve as county attorney because I wanted the chance to be a prosecutor. And when this opportunity opened up, I was very glad to be able to run for Guthrie County attorney and serve close to home. It's certainly a shorter commute. It's at least 2 hours from our farm to down to Sidney in Fremont County. And here, it's a much shorter commute.
How has your first week in the transition been into Guthrie County?
Well, the transition has been great, and I appreciate the work of the former county attorney, Mary Benton, who is retiring as she worked to get the office ready. I appreciate that a great deal, and I appreciate the help of law enforcement, the Stewart Police Department, the Panora Police Department, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office. Everyone has been very helpful to me to help me hit the ground running. And in addition, the people that work in the courthouse have been very helpful as we work, because it's a big transition and there's a lot of things that need to be done and up and going right away. And so those relationships and that help and the support of the community is something that I value.
What are your goals for Guthrie County as the attorney?
Sure. Well, my immediate short-term goals, obviously, my most important thing is to foster a great relationship with law enforcement, because we have hardworking, good law enforcement here in Guthrie County. And by working together closely with law enforcement, we can help keep Guthrie County safe and bring people to justice when crimes are committed. That is very important. And so that is certainly a priority. It will remain a priority the entire time that I am county attorney, and not just working with county law enforcement either. And then I'm going to also start a county attorney debt collection program that will help criminal defendants to be eligible, if they are, for payment plans to start paying what they owe to the state, and the county will get part of that money as well. And the benefit to the criminal defendants is they may be eligible to get their driver's license back if they're making their payments regularly. And so I think that's a win-win, so that people hopefully become law-abiding and start to repay that debt to society. And then another goal, an immediate short-term goal, is to move the office from one that's more paper-oriented to one that is more electronic, because the courts now are electronic. And with that, I think there are some efficiencies that can be gained by doing that. And that's certainly how I'm used to doing things as well, is relying on technology to be more efficient and more effective in my role as an attorney.
you ran unopposed in November's election, so you didn't necessarily have to work as hard to get the county's approval on being the county attorney. Is there anything you'd like to say as far as what you think qualifies you for this role and why you are excited to serve the county?
Well, I am excited to serve the county because it's a privilege to be able to serve in this role and to seek justice and to hold people accountable under the law, to keep Guthrie County safe and a great place to live and work and raise a family. I think we're seeing more crime coming our way from Polk County, and we need to be strong here in Guthrie County to continue to keep it safe. I am tough on drugs. I think methamphetamine is a real threat and leads to violence and other crimes and decay in the community where it really destroys people and destroys communities. And many crimes are committed so that people can get more money to feed their meth habits. So that is something that's very important to me. But as far as my qualifications, I've been an attorney for 18 years. I have been county attorney before, but maybe my best qualification is growing up on the farm and knowing how you work on the farm. You just work till you get the job done. And that is exactly what I am doing and will continue to do for Guthrie County. And even though I wasn't opposed in the election, I certainly don't take the trust of the people of Guthrie County for granted. And I'm very grateful to get to serve in this role.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with the new Guthrie County attorney, Brenna Bird. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.